What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the shows and happy Friday. It's a celebration. It's an extravaganza. It's the end of the week. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hey, Jax, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hard-earned end of the week. It's been a sick week for your girl. I've seen you guys complaining in the comments and I just want to say, imagine how I feel.
Imagine how tired she is.
You're tired of me sniffling? Imagine how I feel sniffling. Have some compassion.
How you feeling? Are you wearing my shirt?
I'm wearing this outfit that you gave me when I was pregnant because I have so much cabbage in...
You're cabbaging in this very moment,
I'm
right here, right now?
In this moment, and Zach bought me a fresh cabbage yesterday. That is the biggest cabbage at the patch. So the leaves are huge and they literally go up to my neck. If I just open one button, look, cabbage.
Oh my God, and you thought... You thought that the gorgeous Norma Kamali set that I gave you should smell like cabbage? That's how you receive the gifts that I give?
I wanted to look amazing today. And I said, oh, some of my most amazing outfits were gifted to me by Claudia.
Not the black and white cardigan.
Dark times. Dark times. No, and I needed something where you wouldn't see all this cabbage. But I didn't want to do like another sweatshirt. Oh, you know what it was, Turdy? Actually, I had already put my hair up. And I had already put my eyebrow glue on. So I couldn't put something over my head. So I went for my button downs and then I saw this outfit that I love so much. And yes, it is a little oversized because I'm like teeny tiny. And I thought, perfect.
Okay. Noted.
I love this outfit, La Tour de Lou.
Me too. That outfit's kind of like, it really is a sisterhood of the traveling pants type of outfit. It looks good on everyone, whether it's a little small on you, whether it's a little big on you. Like it could be snug, but it could also be oversized. Like it's kind of the most amazing outfit. And I think like each sister should wear it. It would fit every sister. Like that's what's magical about it.
Fit every sister. The last time I wore it was at your birthday and I was 9 months pregnant. Slayed the house down boots.
Yep, boots.
Today, 5.5 months out, slaying the house down boots cabbage.
Slaying the house down boots cabbage. Write it down for title.
That's just the house one down. Of many options we will have today.
Even though, like, let's give some inside baseball tea to, like, the girlies listening today. I'm very particular about titles because it's like, so slay the house down, boots.
Cabbage is, like, a funny thing that we've said, but if you are toast agnostic and you're scrolling through the charts, it's not something that's going to make you want to listen.
Not only that, it's too long. Like, I have a character limit on the titles.
This doesn't work for me.
The way it shows up on our YouTube cover photo, the way it shows up on our social cards, even the way it shows up in the charts, if it's this long sentence, people can't read the whole sentence. I love a short, quick, nasty title. Like, especially one that, like, when Taylor Swift does something, it's like so great for our business. Like Taylor on the Field earlier in this week. That's our highest listened to episode. Not necessarily because of the title, because I think a lot of people wanted to know what we were going to say about Taylor
on
the Field.
But they know for sure that we're going to be talking about it. And then actually, maybe some people who are casually scrolling the charts, they see this episode that's like in the top 1% and they're like, oh, the top 1% talking about Taylor on the Field. Let me listen. That actually would get new listeners.
No, they see, oh, the 1%ers are talking about Taylor Swift.
Right. And how many other podcasts in like the top 20 overall podcast episodes of the day have Taylor in the title that day? Like really none. It's all about, you know, war in the election.
Also, once again, another Friday has rolled around where I have an overwhelming amount of options for Weenie of the Week. And I might have one Queenie.
I was thinking about it as I was doing my makeup this morning, and then I forgot about it. But it will come to me. I had some early starters, but it's just like, it's hard. It's hard to like get so in the weeds, you know? Because then like, I'm like, is this person deserving of Weenie? And then I zoom out, and I'm like, Sinwar. Sinwar is my Weenie.
Yeah, no, you're... You need to like kind of reset your level.
I have my weenie.
Oh, the weenie has spoken. I can't wait.
The weenie has emerged.
Oh, wow.
The weenie has made him or her or themselves known.
Oh my God. Is it? Okay. You know what? I guess I'll just have to wait and see.
They've made they themselves known.
They. It's a group of people or a non-binary person?
You'll have to stay tuned till the end of the show to find out.
Yikes. So we, of course, have a great show for you guys today. I was inspired by my absolutely gorgeous drop-dead diva bitch ass of a sister to get a spray tan today, which I'm going to do later today, just to kind of like look gorgeous for the weekend.
Love that for you. You've just inspired me to book my next spray tan.
You know, one thing about 2024, that. Like, let's stay on top of our beauty treatments so we stop looking like rats. Like, we're on camera every day. And, like, the fact that for years I wasn't consistently getting spray tans, consistently getting lash lifts, consistently taking care of myself, consistently exfoliating, like, we are going to be beautiful this year. That's the goal, bitch.
I love that for us. And like I've said, once I'm done weaning, it's over for you bitches. So you better enjoy these last few weeks. You better enjoy them.
By the way, all you bitches who've been like laying dormant while Jackie's kind of been like in her nesting, hibernating, you know, big breasted cabbage years, like, watch the fuck out, bitch. Wake up. Wake up. She's coming for you.
Enjoy these last few weeks. Your time is winding down.
Oh, yeah. Just wait till she starts shooting herself up with Ozempic. It's really over for you bitches.
Yeah. I mean,
Even though you said you're not going to do that.
I've decided that's just not in the cards for me right now. I'll let you guys know if that changes for any reason, but I really don't know why it would.
Listen, your decision is your decision.
And it pains me to make that decision because I'm so eager like to see
what it's like.
To experience the juice and the magic.
By the way, the cool thing about it is that like it lasts 1 week. So like I could shoot you up.
I could do it like 1 week and just...
I'm not recommending this. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying like I could bring some and like shoot you up. Like, and we could just like see how amount.
I
feel.
I just know I'm going to be addicted.
No, I know, by the way. It's literally heroin in a needle.
It's like my version of heroin.
No, it's my version of heroin too. I don't think I would like traditional heroin.
But I think everybody I think likes heroin. The point
is that everyone does. That was a crazy part of Mike Sorrentino's book that I can't stop talking about it because it was so good. At the very height of his addiction, he had gotten sober like many times, but really fake sober just so he could get back to work. At the very height of his addiction, he had like literally spent he was making millions. He had not a dollar to his name. He had sold all of his cars, everything to buy drugs. And his girlfriend and his parents like knew he was a drug addict, so they were keeping an eye on him. His friend came, picked him up. He ran in the car. They drove to Newark. And this guy, his friend, was like, I know where we can score some cheap drugs. They pick it up. They go to the guy's house. Mike opens like the tinfoil thing and he's like, oh my God, it's heroin. And he had never done heroin before and he like said he was not going to do it. But I forget what actually happened. I think he did it. Or like Lauren, his now wife, called him at the second he was about like thinking about doing it. It was like this crazy moment in the book. And yeah, he was like, I was a crazy addict, but my line was heroin. Like I was never going to do heroin. But then here he was faced with the only option of heroin.
Yeah. Damn.
And I can't talk about heroin without talking about that episode of... You okay?
Yeah, it's just, I feel like that cough proves to people that I'm sick. Like, respect.
You want us just to cut it out? The time stamp is about 8 minutes.
No. And I don't have a chronic cough right now. It was just a clearing of the throat because I'm on the mend and I'm hoping that by Monday I will have watched the Barbie movie and I'll be able to discuss it without sounding nasally.
So as I was saying, I really can't talk about the drug heroin without thinking about that episode. Well, that segment Dr. Phil did on those three sisters who were addicted to heroin and who lived in that sort of like crack den and how I spoke about it on the toast. No, actually, I think it was the breath like many, many years ago. But it turned out one of them was a breather and she like DM'd me and she said she thought it was hilarious. I'm like, oh, okay.
Classic. The toast they had is tapped my out, heroin.
They had tapped out the veins in their arms and they started shooting up
stop.
In between their
Claudia,
toes.
Stop. Claudia, okay. Just stop it.
No, honestly, like I feel like.
No, we're moving. Fricka, we're switching gears.
Okay, here's what something that's sad that happened to me this morning. Great. I saw on Instagram this like absolutely gorgeous picture of Arielle Charnas on her Instagram stories just looking so sick. And I was like, what if I just swiped up? And I really wanted this coach. She had like the cutest outfit on. Yeah. It's very, I think it's from yesterday because it was very early in her stories. Okay, it's a white coat.
Okay.
She has like a Chanel bag, a white coat, leggings. Like it's just like a cool girl, like Upper East Side mom. And I'm like, I think I need to look like that. Let me know when you see it.
So why didn't you just hit the copy paste?
$1,500 jacket. Like girl, come on. Let me see what Arielle Charnas.
Let me see what it's made of. Your mom's
chest
hair.
And she did do a look for less. Oh, and I love. I see. How sickening.
Okay. I see the coat. Where's the swipe up? Oh, she's posted all these throwbacks.
Oh, no, by the way, you're too far gone. It's prior.
It's over. Okay, so let me go back to the coat and analyze
and tap
it.
The link. Tap the link. It's right there.
It's not linked.
Oh, it must have expired. It was from yesterday. $1,500. And then my queen, she was like, oh, let me do a look for less.
Oh,
for
I see it on the grid.
So now she said, oh, here, I'll link a jacket for less for you broke bitches. I'm like, okay, great. I'll do the... Only her dupe is from Revolve. I'm like, that's not the dupe. That's the goal, you know?
Yeah, but... What about that one for you? That's really like where you like to shop.
I don't know. Compared to like the one that she posted, I just felt like it would be cheap. Like even though it was a $300 coat, like it definitely wasn't cheap. But like, I don't know. It didn't feel right. I wanted the one.
Well, the thing is, I do really like the style of coat. So I do want to persuade you to get it.
All right. Calm down. I'm not getting it.
And I just feel like you need it.
I feel like I need it too. Even though I don't really.
Otherwise, how would you be warm if you didn't have this coat?
Well, I do have my vest that I'm currently wearing that was $4 from Amazon, so I feel good about that. I also am wearing my 1989 Taylor's merch that I ordered in October that took 4 months to come that arrived literally yesterday.
So you're feeling warm enough?
I'm feeling warm enough, and I just want to thank Taylor because honestly, like her having a 4 month lead time like makes me feel so good about our Toast merch, which if you've ordered, like you should be getting in like literally a week or two, which
in a fraction of the Taylor time.
Right, so thanks, Taylor. We love you for that.
Yeah. I just think you should get that coat. I really like it. And I think it would just elevate. It wouldn't just be about the coat. It would kind of change who you are as a person. Sorry.
Okay. I would wear it
with everything day or night. And everyone would say, oh my God, there's Claudia. Just like kind of their breath would be taken away by you in that coat.
Oh no, you're like kind of convincing me. Also,
a coat can change a person.
Wait, what if you get the coat for me?
No, what if we find a reason why you should treat yourself?
No, okay. I need to find like an, I know, no, no. I could, that's easy. I need a coupon code. I should have done honey. Like I should have, but like the brand was Wardrobe. Like they don't do coupon codes, you know, like they're not like us.
No, you just have to.
What if Arielle Chartist is just like done with the coat and she could give it to me, even though she's probably like a size 00.
Just get the coat.
I don't know. $1,500 is a lot of money on a coat.
No, but why don't you order the coat? If you put it on and it doesn't change who you are, then return it. And if it does, then you're meant to have it. And you'll wear it so many times, it'll justify the price. Coats are expensive, like when they're made of things that will keep you warm.
When they're made of coat.
When they're made of real coat, that's like a real coat.
Like one thing about me, like I, for no reason, like will defend Arielle Charnas to the death. Like she's just a person I follow on the internet who I feel fiercely protective over. There's a few people like that. Like I'm always going to bat for them, even though I literally don't even know them.
And would they do the same for you?
No, actually, I don't know Arielle Charnas' character, but I imagine she would.
And it's not tit for tat. You don't do it to get it in return. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Like Brittany Mahomes won't be defending me anytime soon, right. But I'll keep defending her.
No, no, exactly. Like I do it because my job is to comment on the culture and I'm going to speak from the heart.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not going to like add to their burden, to their pile. They have enough people coming at them.
No, it's so true. And just having been someone who has been piled on the internet a couple of times, like I know what that's like. And I'm literally like never going to be a part of it, you know?
Except if it's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I'm sorry. This conversation's really only talking about girls. Like I feel differently about girls and boys. Like boys can handle it for real.
Yeah. Also, celebrities versus influencers is different, as we've stated so many times.
By the way, Justin Timberlake and Arielle Charnas, like couldn't be more different.
Yeah. I'm glad that we've established that because I think people were confused.
I did, however, buy the socks from her LTK swipe up.
So you got a piece of the magic.
I got a piece of the magic and I spent $30 on socks. Like, she's insane.
I'm sure your feet will be so warm.
We live for it.
I love enabling people to buy nice things. It's really one of my passions in life. And I've also recently, like, my itch has been reactivated.
Yeah, like you're feeling like you want to invest in some
feeling
things.
Feeling like shopping till I'm dropping. Because I'm coming out like of hibernation. Again. Yeah. Right.
And we'll go like, shopping together. Oh my God. When I come down.
Yes, and vlog. I can drive you. And I got like one thing recently.
I'll drive.
And it just, no, I'll drive. Oh, you know what I realized? I was playing around with my Tesla yesterday. I realized, you know how you don't like Tesla because it's like a golf cart in terms of stopping and starting.
It's not traditional the way we were all taught to drive, which is foot on the brake at all times.
You can change the settings so that it will drive like a car that you're used to. So if you ever want to drive it, you could drive it that way.
Oh, we should definitely do that. And you should probably do that too, just so you can, you're like a new driver. You should know how to drive one type of car.
No, I drove Zach's car the other day. It wasn't pretty, but we made it home.
Yeah, I just honestly, like, whenever you talk about driving, like, I get the vibe, like, you don't want to succeed. Like, for real. What is it?
No, I do want to see. I want more than anything for this not to be, like, this big impediment in my life. But I'm too cautious of a person, you know? And I can't just throw caution to the wind on this. It's too important.
No, I know that. So, like, it would be more cautious of you to set up your Tesla like all the other cars on the planet.
Why? I only need to really know how to master my own car. And I find it easier to drive this way. Like, I'm more comfortable. I don't want to keep my foot on the brake at all times.
Okay.
I could just, like, sit at a light and my both feet are willy-nilly.
How crazy. What are you going to do, a dance?
You never know.
An Irish jig?
You never know.
How are the stories today?
I feel better than yesterday.
Oh, okay. And I didn't even think yesterday was so bad.
Yeah, no. They came together in a nice manner.
Any follow-up stories on Tariq's arm tike?
I would love that. No. T-A-H? What else do you want to know?
Has Christina spoken out? Like, anything?
Oh, I don't know if I would click if Christina spoke out. Like, I don't think I would notice that. It wouldn't pop off the page to me because she's always, like, in People magazine, like, sharing her favorite bracelet, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like, she's always in People magazine sharing her favorite bracelet.
So I don't know if I would notice. I kind of, like, scroll past the headlines about
her. And by
her.
The way, what's so funny was shade. There was a storyline in Selling Sunset, like, season one or two, that Christine Quinn said, like, Heather was so upset that Christine Quinn said how Heather is always in People magazine, like, sharing her favorite muffin recipe. Tariq Al Moussa married the same woman.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So I really like Heather and Tariq, though, so I'm not going to say anything.
You're not going to be a hater?
No, I really like Heather. And if A equals B and B equals C and she loves Tariq and I love Heather, then I love Tariq.
I love using the theorem of logic. A equals B, B equals C. No, what is that? The chain? What's that theory
chain
called?
Chain theory?
Chain theory. Like, A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. It's never not right.
No, it's so factual. And don't even start, like, when we throw D in there and then A equals D.
No, that's too much.
It's a hair too far.
Also, let me tell you about a new thing I'm experiencing that's actually ruining my life. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I went back to bed at 6. And, like, I just woke up like an animal, like, at my usual time, which is about 8:30. I actually didn't get out of bed till 9. I really couldn't. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. And it's really pissing me off. And it has to be done. It has to be stopped.
Well, at least when you come here, you can make yourself useful at those hours.
Oh, my God.
Give a little bottle.
But I would love that. But, like, no, you know?
No, I think you would like it.
And then Ben wakes up and he's like, are you awake? And I'm like, yeah, because I scrolled on my phone. I was literally laying there for like 30 minutes. I'm like, I have to do something. I'm so bored. And so Ben was like, are you on your phone? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, that's why he starts yelling at me. He's like, that's why you can't sleep. I'm like, do you think I want to be here? Like, do you think I want to be doing this right now?
Okay, not to be the Ben's advocate, but it's true. Like, you turning on your phone tells your brain, hey, it's awake time. You'd be better off just turning on your Kindle, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
The light from your phone signals to your brain that it's time to be awake. So you're actually accomplishing, like, the exact opposite thing of what you're setting out to do.
Oh, so we have gotten to a place in this show where you took my husband's side. Noted.
Yeah, it's dark times.
Noted. And I will be calling your husband later.
I think actually that Ben took my side because that would have been my argument.
Tell Zach he will be hearing from my people.
You're going to take his side?
I'm going to set up a call with Zach, ask him what's going on in your marriage and how I can help make it worse.
What would he want you to take his side about?
I feel like you guys disagree on, like, the dumbest, most random stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't even remember. And whenever I'm at your house, you know I ride for you.
Yeah.
Now, it's usually because you're right, but I still, like, even if you weren't right, I wouldn't feel right about not taking your side. Maybe I would just, like, walk away.
And we love when we're, like, having a disagreement to, like, opening it up to the jury.
Which is really the worst thing you can do for a marriage or just any sort of relationship. Yet, you know, nevertheless, we persist. And I always ride for you. So the fact that not only you would take my husband's side, but you do it publicly on this show here, noted.
That's how much I care about Turdy sleep. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear.
Noted.
I think after this, I'm going to listen to Good Guys.
Noted.
And I'm going to like and subscribe.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go listen to Reese's Book Club podcast and like and subscribe and maybe share it on my Instagram to my millions of devoted followers. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Whoa, she got me there.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start my own.
Wow. Hit me where it hurts.
Yeah.
But and you would do that to the redheads. Like, it's not just about me. We're a collective.
Yeah, no, and I would actually just, it would be a spite podcast. By the way, Curb comes back on Sunday.
Exciting.
That is very exciting. They did like a big premiere for it. Larry was on the Today Show. Larry's looking good.
I didn't see it.
Oh, why do I get the vibe you like hate Larry? Like, what is?
No, I don't.
You're just like giving like, I hate Larry energy. What's wrong?
I am, but I love Curb.
No, it's the best show on TV. And actually, so
I just feel like he's a little, no offense, Demi Lovato being like, this is the last season of Curb.
Oh, stop it.
I'm back. We should,
by the way, thank God for that.
No, I'm glad for it. But like, stop saying that. I think this is like the final season of Curb until he comes back.
Yeah, no, they say, he always says it's the final season. And then that was like four seasons ago. However, I think he just like, it's what's more relatable than that? Like working really hard on something and being like, okay, never again. And then a month later being like, well, what if I just did another season?
It's like Tom Brady.
They had a big premiere for it. And actually that guy, so funny. Remember that guy who worked at, I think he went to Colgate. The journalist from E! News who like got fired. He got fired for like a shady reason. Now he's like the face of Variety. I feel like nobody talks about that.
Oh, interesting. What's his name? Ken Baker?
He went to Colgate, right?
Yeah, he did. Who is this? Ken Baker. Yeah, he went to Colgate.
He asked Larry, what is your favorite, like, what do you think is the best episode of Curb of all time? And Larry said, and it couldn't be more appropriate, Palestinian Chicken.
Yeah.
That is the best episode of TV, like, ever. It's just, like, a crazy episode of TV.
It is, but that's not my favorite episode. I couldn't tell you what my favorite episode is, but there's one episode with the girl.
Ben's favorite episode.
Excuse me. There's one episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's one episode. We both just started talking at the same time.
From 22 Jump Street. She's also in other stuff. Jillian. What's her last name?
Jillian! That's what I was about to say! That's Ben's favorite episode, where she wears a crop top and Larry holds onto her belly. That's Ben's favorite episode.
That's just like one that really sticks out to me. I remember after I saw it, I called you and I was like, you have to watch this episode.
It is Ben's favorite episode.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, our crossed paths, we would have ended up at the same place anyway.
It's not about the journey. It's about the destination.
Yeah, it's about the destination and not interrupting people as frequently as you can.
I just think it's so fucking important to remember. Like, we're literally on a delay here. We both started talking at the same time. It may have felt like I was interrupting you, but we started at the same time.
Gaslight.
Okay, like, low-key, why am I lying? Like, no, gaslight. I fully interrupted you. Yeah. Also, I actually wanted to come clean about a lie I told earlier on the show.
I'm burning yourself, Turdy.
I shared maybe last week, like, that I hit a new milestone in my fitness journey that I ran 4 minutes straight. Like, it was three. I don't know why I lied. Like, I was just straight up making stuff up.
It was three, period?
Minutes. Yeah.
No extra seconds?
Like, I'm sure maybe it was like 3-2 or something, but it wasn't 4 minutes.
Okay. You're only lying to yourself, really.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And maybe like if you told that lie, it inspires you to actually get to that 4 minute and it's motivational.
So yesterday I was like, okay, if I just hit the 4 minute, then it wouldn't have been a lie.
Then you're not a liar.
I literally couldn't. Like, I was dying, cramping.
You'll get there.
Yeah. So sorry about that. I'm coming clean.
I think we should get into the stories because we've got a lot to do today.
And we're being like a little radical, 25 minutes. Like,
what? It's 25 minutes?
We're at 23:30. Not me making up numbers again.
Jeez Louise. Without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Dossier. After learning about the incredibly high markup across the designer perfume industry, Dossier began their mission, make luxury fragrances accessible. So at Dossier, each scent is crafted of the best ingredients sourced from Grasse, France, the perfume capital of the world. Their expert perfumers are among the industry's top noses, each of them having worked with the most prestigious luxury brands that you see on the market today. Fragrances cannot be patented, and the ingredients inside the designer perfumes that you all love cost about $2. That's why Dossier decided that it's time to revolutionize the fragrance industry and bring you the same designer quality for a fraction of the cost. All the perfumes range from $29 to $49, and today we have a discount code for all of you. So they have perfected a wide range of designer fragrance impressions, yes, dupes, inspired by some of the most popular fragrances, and a variety of unique original perfumes for everyone to find their personal scent. I love that somebody's tackling the fragrance industry, or as I like to call it, the water in a bottle. It's literally insane. Like, you'll pay, there are people who pay $300 for a bottle of perfume, and it's literally water.
It's staggering what perfume costs these days.
It is staggering what perfume costs these days.
And I just want to say, I got the Dossier products and I got a sampler, and it was so awesome because they not only give you, like, I don't know how many perfumes were in there, maybe 10, but it came with a one sheet of like what each perfume, what it's inspired by, the like designer. Yep. It's a dupe. And one, I could smell, it smells exactly like something else. And two, like, now I'm a designer perfume girly for a fraction of the cost.
At Dossier, indulging in luxury is personal pleasure that everyone can enjoy. So visit dossier.co and use code TOAST at checkout for 10% off your next order. That's DOSSIER.co, code TOAST for 10% off. Today's episode is also brought to you by Nutrafol. If you experience anything like hair thinning, shedding, hair issues, check out Nutrafol. I feel like everybody, whenever anyone experiences like a hair issue for the first time in their life, they all turn to Nutrafol. And everybody I know has such good things to say about it. Actually, our sister Olivia just started it. So hair thinning is very complicated. It's much bigger than your actual hair. It usually doesn't even have to do with your hair. I know when I experienced like really bad hair shedding last year, it had to do obviously with my drastic change in diet and weight loss. So there's always something going on inside. It can be stress. It can be hormones. Of course, postpartum. Whatever the reason is, Nutrafol is going to tackle that specific reason. With their hair wellness quiz, you can get personalized hair health plans today. It's the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair and less shedding. The 3-minute quiz determines what the underlying root causes are that are keeping you from reaching your hair potential. So by analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, as well as environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair needs. So start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz. Get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter promo code THETOAST. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz. That promo code is THETOAST. Nutrafol.com/quiz. Promo code THETOAST.
Thank you, La.
You are so unbelievably welcome.
Okay, our first story, some Wendy Williams news as a new trailer for her documentary has dropped. Wendy Williams is finally telling her side of the story. In a trailer for Lifetime's documentary called Where is Wendy Williams, the iconic TV host openly abuses alcohol and breaks down crying as she details the financial strain she's experienced from being placed under a guardianship. She says, "I have no money." The documentary features her son, Kevin Hunter Jr., her sister Wanda, and more family members as they fight to help her get well physically, but also free her from the financial prison in which she finds herself. Her sister says, "We all make choices in life. We all go through our challenges. She's still a person." Her son also claims that her court-appointed guardian hasn't done a good job of protecting Wendy, and Wanda echoes that the system is broken. Wanda says, "We are her family, and you tell me I'm not capable of taking care of my sister? What would you do? What should I do?"
I feel like everyone in the world has been wondering, like, where in the world is Wendy Williams? And now we know, and it's, like, worse than we could have thought. I really thought she was just, like, taking time privately to deal with her health issues. Also, she was on TV every day for many, many years. Maybe she just wants to, like, I don't know, be alone. But the reality is much worse. And I'm glad she's making that Lifetime money because, like, she sold this documentary. This is a project. This is income.
Yes, but the guardianship is kind of confusing. It's like, who is the guardian? And it seems like it's her former or current financial advisor at like Wells Fargo. And her money is like there. And
I thought she had no money.
No, I think she has no money because she doesn't have access to it. I was very confused. I was trying to like read more about it, and like the Wells Fargo guardian like is like complains that she has to have like armed security because of like the Wendy fans, you know, every like she's kind of like the villain in this story.
The Wendy fans like are extremely zealous. Like it's a real community.
I don't understand what's happening here and how like Wendy or her family, how they have a guardian placed on them who is in charge of their money and she doesn't have like access to it. No, and I even also this don't Lifetime money, like does it go into that pot? Is it more for the guardian?
I also don't understand how things went so bad so quickly with Wendy Williams. I feel like she was on TV consistently for so long. And then she had some like personal issues with her husband and then her health. And then boom, she's fired. Like, I feel like it all happened so quickly.
Yeah. Also, her physical health isn't great. Graves in the disease. Documentary, she's like in a wheelchair and she's just struggling. So it's all very compounded. And I guess the documentary will get to like the roots of each of these issues. But it's been a very hard few years for her.
No, and I highly recommend the Lifetime movie that she produced about her life. Wendy Williams is a hustler. I feel like in like this day and age, she's like the butt of jokes. But like people don't realize like how major it was that she got her own daytime show. She like started in radio. She hustled so hard. She was like all about gossiping freely on radio, like not giving a fuck. She started in like the R&B space. She made a lot of enemies. And it's she kind of has like an amazing story. Now, the Lifetime movie was like hella dramatized and like low-key really stupid, but I loved every minute of it. And I feel like we need a serious Wendy biopic. Like, she has a real story, for real. Like, she's been through a lot of stuff. So I have a lot of sympathy, and I love Wendy. Like, I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's responsible for so many iconic, like, viral moments. Mm-hmm. I would ask people to respect my privacy, but I don't do it with those hot topics. That's the best video. She's such a queen. Like, remember when she literally fainted on air? Yeah. She's been through a lot.
She's been through a lot. So I don't even know what, like, peace looks like for her at this point. You know, is it a return to TV? Because that's, like, what she does and who she is. Yeah. But then on the other hand, it's like, maybe she needs a break.
Totally unrelated. But do we have it as a story today that my Lord and Savior Darius Rucker was arrested?
Next up.
I'm devastado about this.
Next story, Hootie and the Blowfish frontman Darius Rucker has been arrested for minor drug offense in Tennessee. Darius Rucker was arrested on Thursday in Williamson County, Tennessee, where he lives. Page Six can confirm the Hootie and the Blowfish frontman was taken into custody and booked in three misdemeanor charges, including two counts of simple possession / casual exchange of a controlled substance and one count of a violation of the state's vehicle registration law. Police accused Rucker of driving with an expired registration tag, according to TMZ. He was released.
Is that arrest worthy?
Which?
I feel like everybody's registration is literally expired.
Well, in conjunction with these other.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like somebody has it out for Darius. These sounds like such minor offenses. Like, I'm really upset. Like, I feel like Darius is a good guy.
Oh, you think it's a conspiracy against Darius?
I do. Like, I actually do. It's a conspiracy, Rucker.
Conspiracy, Rucker. Well, okay.
By the way, I looked it up. Casual exchange of a controlled substance can mean, like, passing a joint to someone.
Totally. That's what it sounds like. Okay, literally, let's break them
like
down.
To casually exchange this controlled substance?
Three misdemeanors. Two counts of simple possession. Simple could be a joint in the pocket.
Right. No. And I feel
two
like simple
joints
means
it's in the pocket for two counts.
It's literally. And I feel like simple means marijuana. If it was anything other than that, whether like prescription pills or cocaine, like it would have been not simple. It would have been complicated.
Oh, no. I feel like prescription pills could be simple. This is just like my feeling. So I could be totally wrong. I feel like prescription pills could be simple, but that wasn't even what I was
thinking. Prescription pills is like a higher level.
And I feel like cocaine could be simple.
No, there's nothing simple about cocaine. It's the devil's drug.
I know, but I feel like it could be simple possession if it's just like a little baggy.
No, I feel like they take cocaine like really seriously.
And then casual exchange of a controlled substance, like passing the baggy.
I just feel like if I know anything about Hootie, it's that he's much more of a pop man. Like, I couldn't see Hootie doing blow, like railing lines.
I agree. Let's look at the mugshot.
And it's unflattering. It is not a good mugshot. I feel like, again, this is a conspiracy against Hootie. Like, that angle, the lighting, it's so bad. Like, I feel like you can do a few things. Like, I feel like they need to wipe the lens, you know?
Yeah.
Like, on the back of the camera. It's a bad photo. It's not a good look for Hootie. The thing about, like, country fans is they don't give a fuck. Like, I don't think this will affect Hootie whatsoever.
No, but I just up feel until like now, I feel like he does have a kind of sterling reputation. But I did see a headline this morning. I'm going to pull it up. Like, his ex-girlfriend is out here, like, talking about how this is karma for Hootie.
Ugh.
So, like,
I don't like when people, you know, when they kick someone when they're down.
Yeah.
And I was, of course, worried when I saw this headline that he was obviously arrested for a DUI. Because that, to me,
that's like unforgivable.
It's the unforgivable line crossing. And I was worried because I was getting, you know, Sam Hunt flashbacks. However,
so his ex,
it was just a little pot.
His ex is a comedian and she posted on X saying, "Yes, I've heard. All I can say is karma, heart."
Ooh, what's her name?
And then her name is Kate Quigley. And then she also posted a selfie of her lounging in a blue bikini with while sticking her tongue out. And she said, mood when you hear your D-bag ex got arrested.
I stand with Darius. He's a national treasure. I'm sorry. I only want to be with you. Like, I only want to be with Darius. A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
I stand with Darius. Yeah. Darius is one of those people, like, it would take a lot for me to stop standing, you know?
Yeah, and as we've, like, proven, these are misdemeanor, simple charges. Could have been
conspiracy.
Kind of... conspiracy.
It's conspiratorial.
Okay.
It's giving conspiratorial energy.
Yeah, but I do think, just because he has such a pristine reputation, record. Like, it's not great.
I think he'll survive it.
Oh, big time. And I think people will forget soon. Like, set a calendar alert for, like, in a year and see if we remember.
No, and, like, low-key, we shouldn't have even made it a story because we're contributing. Because, like, literally no one's talking about this because that's how much everyone just loves Hootie. Like, we're looking past it.
Yeah, but it's a Friday and there, like, wasn't much else. So, like, don't get arrested on a Thursday, guys. Try for Sunday.
Oh, my God. It's so important that if you're going to get arrested, that it be, like, towards the end of the week.
Yeah, on the weekend, buried.
Love.
Thursday... Stories were sparse today. Sorry, Darius.
But at the end of the day, it just depends on the story. Like, Erica Jayne very smartly dropping her divorce news during, like, one of the most heated elections of our time. We still cared. Like, I'm sorry. There was no undoing that.
Of course. I think she intentionally dropped it on election day to kind of bury it. But
yeah.
Because there was no other news, because everyone was talking about the election, it was kind of the only news if you didn't want to talk about the election, which is us.
Which is so true, by the way.
Like, kind of backfired.
I can't believe there's, like, another election. Seriously, I hate election season. Don't, like, I can't.
Do you hate all election seasons, like, all every year, or just the president?
Just the president one, because I feel like there's not a lot of, like, hype for, like, midterms and stuff. And, like, low-key, every time I vote in, like a little, like, mayoral or whatever, I just feel like such a small-town girl. Like, I really do love it. And it's, like, it's just, it gives harmonious energy. It does. People become the worst versions of themselves. Everyone I'm talking about during the election, the presidential election season, like, do not talk to me. Like, I really can't.
Yeah, but make sure you pack a snack. And if it's raining, maybe an umbrella.
We absolutely have to repost that clip during election season. The way influencers acted last, was it presidential? No, that wasn't 4 years ago.
No, that was present. Yeah.
I was sitting in this chair 4 years ago.
4 years.
No, because it was a remote clip.
2020, we were in that studio. La. It wasn't but a clip. We didn't clip it. Yes. It's just a funny.
Yes, we did. No, it's a clip. It's a clip.
Okay.
I swear to God, it's a clip moment and it's remote. And it must have just been a regular election where people, influencers, like, were creating graphics, like, teaching people how to vote. Like, bring a snack, grab an elderly neighbor. Like, we know.
Yeah. No, if it's raining, like, wear your rain boots and don't forget your windshield wipers to turn them on.
No. Pack a snack. I can't.
Yeah. Or, like, go to, like, you know, how to find your... Polling place. As if, like, it's not constantly, every time you open up Facebook, Instagram, it's like, pop up, how to vote.
It's the same every year.
Oh, that too.
I've literally been voting at the same, like, school for 100 years.
That too. But I guess if you're a new voter, let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Fair. If you're a new voter, like, ask your parents.
No, it's like, where do your parents vote?
Right. It's really not hard. Also, if you're a new voter, low-key, like, I assume you're maybe in college. Like, you can vote through your college.
You can?
Yeah. Actually, low-key, the first time I ever voted, I was in college. And, like, they did it for you in your dorm. Like, it was kind of like absentee energy because you weren't home. And it was also the year of Hurricane Sandy. And I got a letter in the mail, like, 6 months after the election that my ballot was never cast because of Sandy.
Interesting. Conspiracy.
I don't think it was, like, an important election year. I don't remember what year it was.
Sandy was 2013, 2012.
I don't know. All that to say, my vote didn't cast.
2012. So, oh, no, that would have been a presidential election. Law.
I want to say it was 2013, actually, when I think about my college years.
When I think about where I was during Sandy, it was 2012. You know what?
Sandy was so crazy.
A simple Google search. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking about... Hold on. I think I was thinking about Hurricane Eileen.
No, Sandy was, like, really major.
Hurricane Sandy. Oh, no. 2012.
I lived through Hurricane Sandy. Like, that's kind of like a fun fact about me. I was in New York. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't really affected by it. It was actually so crazy how, like, in parts of the city, like, people's cars were underwater.
Like, downtown, because the city is kind of on an incline, and so...
10 blocks up, like, my lights flickered once. That was the most, like, craziest thing that happened. So I didn't really, like, live through Sandy. Not to make everything about me.
But she'll try.
So I'm sending well wishes to Darius, and just know, like, your OG fans, like, your true fans, we ride for you. And we know this is not a reflection of who you are, and we know that there's a conspiracy against you.
Are you ready for our next story? A little more music news, because Ariana Grande is tearing up as she previews vulnerable songs from her upcoming album, Eternal Sunshine. So Ari posted to Instagram a video of her with, like, I guess some, what's the thing? Label bigwigs of her.
Yeah, like members of her team.
Yeah, I was getting, like, this is for the label, of her sampling her new album, like, talking about the process of recording it and when she started and what the inspiration was. But so she has a new album coming out in March. She started recording right after the strike. So this is, like, you know, SpongeBob era songs.
Oh, wow. SpongeBob era songs.
Because SpongeBob broke in the summer. I think she started recording this in, like, September.
When does the album come out?
March.
I want to say, like, I do think she's a Universal Music Group client. I do think releasing an album while UMG and TikTok, like, haven't worked things out, like, will severely impact streams. Like, it's actually, like, a really big deal.
But they're not going to work things out.
No, I know. And so, by the way, like, all my TikToks,
people have to still release music.
I got notified yesterday, like, all my TikToks
with the music is no longer,
have been removed. They're, like, silent. They're like, you want to switch it up to, like, some public domain song? I'm like, no, I'm okay.
But they're not going to reach an agreement, so there's never a good time to release the app. So it is what it is.
No, and Universal Music Group is quite literally everyone, except for me. So stream Toast and 100% by Claudia Ashray.
This could be a good opportunity for you.
Time to support indie artists.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Well, this is, you know, exciting. I feel like it will be a good window into how she's feeling about what's happened in her life in the last 6 months and public perception and all of that. So,
by the way, is Ariana Grande the Justin Timberlake of girls?
No.
Okay.
Ariana Grande, I'd have to think. I have to think.
Like, yes, and is giving I owe an apology to nobody, cry me a river. Just saying. It's a thought starter. I'm not saying for sure.
It's a similar energy of, like, I'm going to do me.
Right. Even if me is bad.
But the things that Justin has to answer for versus Ari are not really comparable.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's so fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that, like, Ari is a small scale JT, or we're just hating the comparison altogether?
The comparison's not analogous for me. I understand what you're saying, but it just doesn't feel apples to apples.
Fine. Fair. I'll drop it. I'll shut up.
I've silenced her.
I'll just leave.
I've silenced her.
I'll just
finally leave.
How about that?
Okay. Do it.
What if I just go?
Do it.
Our first walk off?
Can't be over
this. I say that.
Can't be over this.
Okay. Also, I say that every time I walk off. Our first walk off. Like, I've walked
up. You've literally never gotten up. That's cause for leaving. Bye-bye. So, are you guys ready for her next story? Let's just jump right in. Oh, but she's still wearing her headphones. She can hear me. I wanted to catch her in the middle. She's back. Do you have anything to say?
Do you have anything to say?
Welcome back. Turdy?
I'm sorry.
For?
Disrespecting you.
How? By saying you didn't get up?
By literally insinuating that I should, like, kill myself.
I'm sorry for saying that you didn't get up. You proved me wrong that you got up. So,
yeah, because I don't know about you, but I did run for 4 minutes straight, so I can't get up now.
Classic.
Before we dive in, I have something to say.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Getting ready for Valentine's Day and don't know what to give the gift to give the man in your life? No worries. Manscaped is here to save your love story with the all-new Performance Package 5.0. Snag 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at checkout. It is the ultimate gift to elevate his grooming game and keep the romance alive all year round. So let's zero in on the hero of Valentine's Day. The Performance Package 5.0 is basically just a kit of grooming essentials that the man in your life needs. The most important thing, I think, in the kit is the Lawnmower 5.0. It's an electric trimmer. It features skin-safe technology. It'll guard his sensitive areas from any grooming mishaps. Also comes with an LED spotlight, which is super bright. The package also features the Weed Whacker Nose Hair Trimmer, Manscaped Liquid Formulations, two free goodies, the Shed Travel Bag, and the Boxers. Comfort is king. Get 20% off. Free shipping, code TOAST at manscaped.com. It's a gift for you, but it's a gift for your man. Also, getting your man something that gives him a pouch. Men don't have pouches like girls do. Men need one good pouch. And I will say, the one from the Performance Package is fabulous. Ben uses it all the time, and it is like his go-to travel. Like, I have 1,000 pouches, but Ben has one, and that's really all he needs. So 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code TOAST, T-O-A-S-T. Here's to keeping the romance alive, one smooth move at a time. Today's episode is also brought to you by the new Lionsgate movie, Scrambled, that we've been talking about all week that I'm so excited for you guys to see because it comes out February 2nd. And today, hey, Jax, what day is it?
February 2nd. Groundhog's Day.
We have to talk about that. Scrambled is in theaters now. So Scrambled is a heartfelt yet hilarious journey of self-discovery and self-love. It's written, directed, and starring Leah McKendrick, who is, quote, among IndieWire's top female filmmakers to watch this year. So the plot of the movie is really just like a relatable moment for, I think, a lot of the toasters. Quintessential eternal bridesmaid Nellie Robinson, who's, of course, played by Leah McKendrick, is constantly finding herself between weddings, baby showers, and bad dates. When she begins to feel like the clock is ticking and is faced with bleak romantic prospects, Nellie decides to freeze her eggs. Scrambled. Setting her on an empowering journey to a brave new world, where she ultimately discovers that the one she's looking for, you guessed it, might just be herself. So Film Threat says this is brilliant storytelling. You can learn more about the movie, watch the trailer at lionsgate.com/movies/scrambled. The movie is out today. It is rated R. It is in theaters now. So check it out. I feel like this weekend, it's raining in New York. It's such a movie weekend. Go to the theater, get a snack, a soda, treat yourself, and go see Scrambled. Just a heartfelt, a movie for the girls, you know?
Yeah.
The trailer will make you cry. I love the actor who plays the brother. Go check it out. The movie's called Scrambled. In theaters now, it is rated R. Get yourself a ticket and enjoy your weekend.
Is there anything better than popcorn and soda?
No. Yes.
Pretzels and soda.
No.
French fries and soda.
Go back.
Popcorn and like chocolates thrown in. Goldfish?
Yeah, M&M's
in. A party mix.
Yeah, but specifically popcorn and like really salty, buttery popcorn. Hot that you throw the M&Ms in, the M&Ms get really soft.
Yeah, that's good. I know what I'm gonna say, like you're gonna yuck my yums, so like, can you just try to stop yourself?
What do you wanna put, like dried cranberries in there?
Raisinets.
Oh, dried cranberries, literally same thing.
I love raisinets. I haven't had them disgusting. In forever.
You walk off, cause you're sick.
You walk off, yucking yums, disgusting.
Yeah, raisinets.
Amongst other things.
But by the way, bunch of crunch, low key, very good.
Bunch of Crunch is only sold at movie theaters.
Same with Dibs. We have this conversation like once a year. I'm having deja vu.
We need to talk about Groundhog's Day because Punxsutawney Phil like knew that he was up on the chopping block and homeboy did not see his shadow. Spring is coming soon.
Honestly, like I know it means nothing. Like it has no bearing on the climate, on Mother Nature, on the environment. But when I saw that news this morning, like I perked the fuck up. And PETA wants to take that away from us. And that's why they're disgusting.
Yeah. And Punxsutawney, like he doesn't give us that early spring often.
Often.
So that when he does, it means something. But he also knew he needed to give the people something so that we continue to ride for him.
No, and it's nice. Like, okay, Punxsutawney Phil literally worked half a day and he doesn't have to do it again for another year. Like if that's not living in the lap of luxury, I don't know what is.
No, apparently his digs are Lux.
I am sure. What is it? I feel like he lives at like the Gracie Mansion.
Yeah, and they probably have like a whole little
caretaking team.
Yeah.
I'm happy for Phil.
Phil stays winning.
Know that I am. Speaking of, do we have a story about Demi Lovato today?
No shit, but you know what? I'm going to make that the fifth because I meant...
It's funny.
It's funny. But our next story is a lovely story about Jason Kelce, who is playing in the Pro Bowl this weekend, only so he can take his kids to Disney. Relatable.
This was cute.
Jason Kelce says traveling for the Pro Bowl means a Disney trip for his kids. So he is in Orlando to compete in the Pro Bowl this weekend. While there's football on the horizon, there's also family time for the girl dad of three who plans on taking his daughters to Walt Disney World. He said, I don't even know what you do in the Pro Bowl anymore, but it's down in Orlando, so I get to take my kids to Walt Disney. Not off the Super Bowl Walt Disney World, but as long as Wyatt gets to see Elsa, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, like it's that classic thing when you win the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next? I'm going to Disney World. I literally never understood why the fuck they say that.
I don't know. Now that I've been to Disney, I kind of understand.
No, for sure. And I think they do go to Disney.
Like as a team?
What's the correlation?
I don't know.
Can you look it up? I feel like as football girlies, like we need to know
that.
Yeah.
Why Super Bowl?
And I think it's cute. I think it's cool, actually, that Jason Kelce, like, never plays in the Pro Bowl. And he is this year only because his kids want to go to Orlando. It's so cute and sweet. And, like, they don't know the difference that, like, you know, daddy lost, so we're going to Disney, versus daddy won, so we're
right,
going to Disney.
Right, it's Disney.
Like, it's the same thing. But what is the correlation? And I feel like, is the Super Bowl even on ABC? Like, ABC is owned by Disney. That I would understand. I feel like the Super Bowl is, like, on CBS.
So it all started when Michael Eisner.
Or it's just a tradition, which is nice. Like, there's no monetary contract.
It all started when Michael Eisner, CEO of Disney, and his wife dined with a couple of aviators who traveled the world nonstop. The wife asked the pilots what they would do next, and they replied, we're going to Disney World. Okay, what does that have to do with the Super Bowl?
Right, how is that applicable here? Like, I know it's just a thing people say.
That's where the idea of promoting it for the Super Bowl came from. Walt Disney met with NFL organizers, and they reached an agreement for the most valuable player to say the phrase after the game. Oh, wow, this is like a coordinated attack.
But is it like a verbal contract?
The first
one? Like, and now that's just a tradition, or do they legally have to? I imagine it's one of those things that, like, you always dream of saying.
The first player to say he would visit the famous park and star in the company's commercials was Phil Simms, who won in 1987 with the Giants. According to reports, the MVP earns between $30,000 and $50,000 just for saying the iconic phrase. So I guess if you win and you say it, you get paid, and if you don't, you don't.
I feel like they always say it. It's one of those things, like, if you want to be a football star, it's like your biggest dream is to say it. But $30,000 to $50,000, when's that article from? Because I feel like with inflation, like, it should be
$250,000.
2023. And by the way, I did read, I wanted to talk to you about this, that a lot of the players playing in the Super Bowl this weekend have, like, incentive-based bonuses in their contract if they, A, make it to the Super Bowl, if they win the Super Bowl. So I think I read Patrick Mahomes will make, like, another $1 million just for getting to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy has it's not a lot of money, but he'll make, like, a nice little bonus, like, six figures, low six figures. So there are, like, you know, merit-based bonuses packed into these NFL salaries.
That I'm glad to hear, though I do think, like, Brock should kind of make up the difference of the fact that he's not making Super Bowl money.
Yeah, no, it for sure.
But anyways, I hope that the Kelce family has a blast this weekend.
Me too.
At Walt Disney. I'm looking at a picture of them from the last time they went to Disney, and it looks like, it looks like they have that double stroller that Olivia has that I hate, but this one looks a little different.
They would never.
We were clowning on Olivia's stroller in the Patreon episode. Like,
you guys are so mean.
No, like, me and Shabiro, she needs a new double stroller. Why? It, like, doesn't, the wheels don't work. It's literally about to, the kids are like sardines. It's just a piece of crap.
By the way, like, get her one. Like, stop complaining. Obviously, it bothers you more than it bothers
her. That's
true. So go get her one.
That's true. Put my money where my mouth
is. Go to Target. Yeah.
No, there's one I have in mind for
her. She's the one pushing it.
There's one I have in mind for her.
She's literally the one pushing it, and she doesn't appear to be complaining.
I know, but I just feel like she's become stubborn about it. She's, like, trying to prove something to me that, like, the stroller works. And prove to her husband. Okay.
By the way, that's so something a little
classic.
Like, suffer in silence just for the point.
Yeah, totally. Now, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
I am.
Demi Lovato performs her song Heart Attack for heart attack survivors. Demi Lovato performed her song Heart Attack for a room full of heart attack survivors, and some audience members were not impressed. Demi was the headliner at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Red Dress Collection concert. That's a mouthful. On Wednesday in New York City, where she sang some of her biggest hits, including Sorry Not Sorry, Cool for the Summer, Confident, Skyscraper, Heart Attack. According to an eyewitness, it was her choice of the song Heart Attack that raised a few eyebrows. They said, quote, she was belting Heart Attack in front of the class of 2024, who were all survivors of heart attacks. There was a video package played before the fashion show and concert where the women all shared their brushes with death via heart attack, how they were all saved during a heart attack. One has a pacemaker for the rest of her life. Demi was smiling the entire performance.
Oh, my God.
Demi was smiling the entire performance, and it was really tone deaf.
Said I just want to say.
Eyewitness.
I wasn't there, so I can't really, like, really read the room of the tone. Like, I don't know how it went down. But, this might be the most iconic thing Demi Lovato's ever done. It's peak comedy. It's so funny. And, like, low-key, you survived a heart attack. Like, lighten up. Like, this is funny.
It is.
That's funny.
I mean, I also feel like if I were Demi Lovato, maybe. I'm performing for the Heart Association.
Of course.
Perfect. I have a song called just about this thing.
And it's, like, one of my most popular songs.
Yeah. I feel like maybe.
Read the lyrics.
I was literally about to pull them up. I feel like maybe she was even asked to perform because she has a song about the subject matter.
Yeah, of course.
Putting my defenses up, because I don't want to fall in love.
Just speak it.
If I ever did that, it's going to be hard, but I'll try. I think I'd have a heart attack. Okay, yeah, I guess if she fell in love, she would have a heart attack is kind of the moral of the story.
No, I guess the hard part of the song is right after this chorus, she probably says the phrase heart attack like 10 times. Heart attack. Like she keeps saying
no, like
it.
The like last, kind
of drilling in the point.
The last five lines. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack. I think I'd have a heart attack. Heart attack. I think I'd have a heart attack. Tack. I think I'd have a heart attack. Oh. Oh, I think I'd have a heart attack.
Oh.
I think I'd have a heart attack. Wait, I'm just want to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As she ends the song, she says, I think I'd have a heart attack 8 times.
And perhaps that's where some of the outrage has stemmed from. And that I definitely do understand. Now, I feel like all heart attack survivors are different. So I think maybe like some of them like thought this was funny and some of them thought this was insensitive. Cause like low key, I don't know how I would act if I had a heart attack, but I think I would find it funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it would kind of be ruder for her to not sing heart attack. It would have been like, oh, the elephant in the room. She has a song.
Right, you guys can't handle the song.
Right. I think she was giving them a lot of credit. Too much credit, clearly.
No, they're like a strong group of survivors. I think she thought that they've been through worse.
Yeah. I also love how the article is like an eyewitness as if this was like a catastrophe.
It was. I'm obsessed.
Eyewitness on the ground.
Seriously. There are certain moments in history that I like would do anything to have witnessed firsthand. And like, I don't even think a video of this would suffice. Like I needed to feel the energy in this room. But to me, this is 10 points in Demetria's column. And don't come for me. My father died of a heart attack. You can eat my
ass respectfully. So we can say, I feel like we needed to clarify that like.
Oh, yeah. Like we have been touched.
Our opinions like matter here. And we think
the American Heart Association, the American Heart Association, like failed our father. Like we.
Right.
Can say.
We can say.
This is funny.
This is hysterical. And I do feel like. Right now, they'll probably try and, like, distance themselves from it. But I feel like someone on the committee was like, we should have Demi perform. She has a song about this very thing.
It's, like, breathtakingly synergetic. I love every minute of it.
Yeah.
The end.
Oh, and it's a bop, too.
Right. Pop that pussy. You survived a heart attack.
It's a great song.
And look at Demi donating her time to a cause that might have, like, an important.
I'm sure she was paid handsomely.
Really? I feel like these things you do for free.
No. These associations have so much money.
I know, but shouldn't that money go to like, I don't know, finding a cure for heart attacks?
No, it's like they go to getting Demi Lovato so that more people buy tickets so that they can raise more money.
Yeah, but like imagine if Demi just donated her time.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But also, this is also great PR for the American Heart Association because I didn't know that they had a soiree this month.
No, I know that they have their walk. They love their walk.
Walking is good for the heart. Exactly. So is laughing.
And for the
soul. So keep singing.
Jackie, walking is good for the toast and so is laughing. So sit down and listen to the toast.
So is singing and dancing to a great song, such as Heart Attack.
Such as.
So those are the fast
now,
five.
The good news is that while the stories may be over, the show is not, because we have our new segment that we have not forgotten today, Friday, where we kind of wrap up the week by bestowing two prestigious honors upon four different people. Jack and I both are going to nominate someone who acted in a weenie-like manner this week, and we are going to give them the award of the weenie of the week. Mm. And we're going to give an award to the queenie of the week, someone who we thought showed great...
fortitude.
That's the word I'm looking... against all odds. So I think let's start with Queenie.
I'm feeling motivated to nominate Demi Lovato.
Oh, I love for Queenie.
For Queenie, for her brilliant choice of song.
No, this kind of was like how a queen would act. I love that. I completely agree.
And I'm feeling motivated to nominate the Weenies as the eyewitnesses in attendance who couldn't dance along.
I love that.
I'm feeling motivated for that. It's giving like Weenie energy. Like, come on.
I completely agree. It's actually giving the definition of like weenie.
Yeah.
That's why we.
Yeah, because I was going to do a different weenie, but like weenie is not meant to be, you know, I'm a lek.
So serious.
You know, so serious. It's just like weenie. Yes. You did something a little weenie. And I don't want like other weenies to like then feel like, oh my God, I was in a category with this person. Like it's
so
it's
true.
Not a title. I feel like Lala Ken, it's not something you should wear forever. It's just for the week.
It's a moment in time.
Yeah. And next week, like you could even be weenie one week and queenie the next.
For sure. My queenie this week is Margot Robbie. Like, I think the way she responded to the snub, like, she could have really dug in her heels and been such a victim, and I actually would have put her in weenie. But the fact that she was like, listen, other women were nominated. It's all good. Everyone, seriously, calm down. Love and respect. Love and respect to that statement. Why aren't you saying anything?
You just, like, love dipping into the Barbie.
I do. I love starting
you
stuff.
You love starting stuff. And that, like, here you are being one of those people that's like, Barbie, Margot Robbie's a queen for the way she handled.
Oh my God, you think I'm acting like a Barbie stan?
You're like kind of obsessed.
No, I mean, Jackie, like, think about how far reaching the Oscar snub story went. Like Hillary Clinton's statement. And Margot Robbie could have been like such a fucking loser about it. And she wasn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, she deserves credit.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been. Even if, you know, she's has daggers at the HFPA up on her wall, like she knows that that's not the way that you act.
Right. So that's queen behavior.
Okay. Agreed.
Now, my weenie is someone I really wish I did last week. And I thought about this person all week.
Okay.
It's Jessica Biel.
For weenie.
That eating in the shower thing, like the more I think about it, like it's fucking, it's literally the definition of weenie. It's so losery. I feel like, honestly, like, it requires no further
explanation. No, it doesn't. I can't even look at a yogurt without thinking.
Look at a clementine.
I can't look at the shower.
Yeah.
Without thinking, shall I have a snack?
Yeah. No. There will be no further explanation. Like, Jessica Biel is my weenie of the week. I thought about it all week, and I was so mad at myself for not choosing her last week when we talked about it in the episode on Friday, but it needed to marinate.
Yeah. So with that, we will bid you adieu. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I hope you have a great weekend,
Tardy. I do too. I will.
Good. You should.
Good. Because it's the one you got.
It's your weekend.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast. Jackie and I are both like coughing, sneezing, sniffling. I'm not even doing the wrap up. Goodbye.
Love ya. Bye.